we got to the top of Ayin Hey, I'm an Aleph, two lines down. The Gemara quotes from the Mishnah, which is Ein Sol Nisa Pesach Vechule. The Mishnah is telling us that the things that you may not use when roasting the Karban Pesach, you may not use a metal skewer, and you can't use askala, which Rashi told us was a grill. You can't use grills for roasting the Karban Pesach. And the Mishnah concluded, quoting from a Maisa, Rabbi Gamaliel, Shemar, he says to his Avdo Tavi, go out and roast for me a Karban Pesach on a grill. And that seems to go against the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Maisa Lister all the time. This is a Maisa Lister. This is a Maisa, a story that's Lister, that's Sosa, that goes against the Mishnah. Chasur Mechzer. The Gemara says there's missing an important line in the Mishnah. The Mishnah should have read as follows. V'halchi Katani. Vim askala minukeves mutter. If it has a grill with holes in it, that would be mutter, because then the blood would come down. The issue is not the blood, the issue is the roasting, rather. Rashi explains in minukeves, three lines from the top, asuya kivrichim kein shalanu, like our type of grills. V'yesh chalal gadol bein briach lebriach. There were different gaps and holes between each grate. But no saying hashapur lerochvo, you place the skewer along the width of the gap between the different grates. V'chol atlet nitzle be'avir shebein shnei birichim shein b'sar noge be'barzo. It's not touching the grill. You're using the grill basically to hold up the skewer, but the animal is hanging from the skewer itself, but not actually from the grills, and that was the mice of Rebbe Gamaliel. Now, I'm not sure why. There must be like eight different times this comes out, Rebbe Gamaliel. There's a Mishnah, Rebbe Gamaliel, there's a mice about Rebbe Gamaliel, and he says a mice which completely goes against the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says, oh, it's a chusur mechzer, and there's something missing, and it really should be read like this. I think like eight times it happens like this. I don't know why.
The roasting of the korban had to be done within what area?
I believe within Yerushalayim.
So you could take it out of the Azara after it was after they had to do the Zrika. Once the Zrika is done, then you're allowed to take it out of the.
Exactly.
Is that every korban? Was that every korban?
No, every korban. No.
Every korban, you have to eat it
wherever the locations are.
Right.
So other types of shlamims would be allowed to in Har Bayis, I believe.
And but it didn't mention anywhere that there's a different halacha for the Pesach and on where to roast it and do it.
I'm saying, where is the source for this, you're saying?
Yeah.
We spoke about this in Mishnah earlier. I'm not sure if it's in my Gemara anymore here, but the Mishnah earlier said that, remember, when it happened on Shabbos, they had to wait until Chashecha, until the dark, before they could leave.
Okay.
And then I think it's said there, Har Bayis. Now, there might be a source for this. No, the Mishnah, doesn't the Mishnah say it's an Ezim Akomon? Doesn't it say...
Yeah,
I think that's what it says.
Yeah.
Okay. So the Gemara says now... so that was the Maisa of Rebbe Gamaliel, that again, V'amar Rebbe Tzadok, Maisa by Rebbe Gamaliel, She'amar L'tavi Avdo, Tsei V'tzela Lanu Es HaPesach, Asach Leb Minukhevet. So here we have an explicit Braisa that says, in the name of Rebbe Tzadok, rather, that Rebbe Gamaliel told his Eved to go roast the Pesach in this grill with holes in it, and it wasn't using the grill as roasting it, rather the grill just holding up the carbon Pesach. So the Gemara asks, "Bai minei Rav Chinna bar Idi mirav Ade bar Ahava." Ask the following question: Tanur sheisiko b'klipe arla. So we mentioned all the way back in the first parak, you had an oven that was heated up using klipe arla from the shells, the peel of arla, a type of fruit that's usin arla. Arla again is the first 3 years of any fruit tree is usir. It's only the fourth year you take to the Yerushalayim to eat it. The fifth year it's eaten anywhere. So let's say when it's arla, the first 3 years, you use those peels as to fire up the oven. So the din was, you're not allowed to eat the oven, any pas, any bread made in the oven with this food, with the arla. Arla is aser bana. So now it'd be made aser the bread that was in there. So if that happens, let's say you use the klipe arla, the garfo, but then you removed all the klipe arla now, so there's no firewood anymore, but the oven's still pretty hot. And then with the heat that remains of alpha basapas, you bake bread in this bread in this oven, which is pretty hot now. The divrei ha'oser mao, the one who answered it in the first parak, which said that if the klipe arla was still present in the tanur, and then you made the bread, that arla would impact and answer the bread. But what would they say about removing the klipe arla first, and then the remaining heat be used to cook the pas? So amrlei ha'pas muteris, it's permitted. One's allowed to use it. Amar Lei, v'hamar Rav Chinna Saba, Amar Rav Yasi, Amar Rav Yochanan, didn't they say, Tanur she'isiku v'garfo v'tolo besa pesach ein zetzliesh? Let's say, a regular case of, I have a tanur, I put firewood in, the fire is going very nicely, I, for some reason, remove the fire, but there's still a lot of heat in the oven. After the fire has been removed, I place the karban pesach in the oven, and the heat has enough to roast it. I'm not yotzi my karban pesach of tzliesh. Ein zetzliesh, shenemar tzliesh. It says tzli esh shtei pamim. It says two different times tzli esh in the context of Pesach. Taima, yeah.
Who says that the bread has to be tzli? I mean, it just has to be edible, to be able to have anah.
No, just talking, but the fact is that...
The question is that he's having anah, and the bread becomes from unedible to edible.
The question we have to ask is as follows. When the klipe arlo, when any of the firewood is removed, is that considered esh still or not? So right now, from the fact that we permit the pas, it sounds like heat alone is not esh, just heat, not fire, heat. In this case, we're about to prove, we didn't finish yet, we're about to prove that heat is esh. So why is it tzli pesach ein zet tzli esh again? Shenemar tzli esh shtei pamim. It says two times tzli esh. Taima de gali rachmana tzli esh shtei pamim, only because the pasuk uses tzli esh two times to really emphasize something and teach you something. Ha lo, had it not taught it two times, gali rachmana, hava mina tzli eshu, I would think, if it said tzli esh just one time, I would have thought that if there was heat alone in the oven, that would be considered tzli esh. Because the pasuk says tzli esh two times, it's trying to really emphasize you need actual fire. But that's a special gzeiras kasuv. Without the second tzli esh, you would say heat is considered esh. So why in the case of the klipa arla, we say heat is not esh, and therefore the pas is permitted because you removed the esh. But in regards to Pesach, you would have said that heat is considered esh. So Amar Lei Gali Rachmana Hasam V'Yafina Mine. We learn from there, from Pesach, and we apply it elsewhere. Current Pesach is the source that heat is not considered fire. The fact that it says CH two times in the context of current Pesach tells me that heat does not qualify as tliyesh. We learn from there, we derive from there, that everywhere else, heat does not qualify as esh. And therefore, in the case of klipa arla, if you remove the klipa arla, heat alone is not viewed as esh, and therefore permitted, the pas is permitted. Vibayisema, alternatively, hasam taima dechas rachmana tliyesh shtei pamim, only because in the context of Karim Pesach it says tliyesh twice. Ha lav kasiv rachmana tliyesh shtei pamim, had it not written it two times, hava mina esh kapid rachmana, Vafilu garfa nami tzli eshu. So I would have thought, had it not said two times, fire, the Torah wanted fire. And even let's say you removed the tzli esh, it would have still been considered fire. Aval hacha a'etim di'isura kakopid rachmana v'ha lesnayom. The two different halachas. Karim Pesach, you need tzli esh, you need heat, fire. You would still think without the fire there, there's still heat. The heat is a derivation of the fire. So therefore, it would still work. Heat would be good for Karim Pesach. But when it comes to the case of Klipe Arla, it's all about the Eitzim, about the wood, about the firewood. Once you remove the Klipe Arla, the wood, there's nothing to talk about. So again, two different halachas. Klipe Arla is about the wood being there, and Karim Pesach is about the Eish and the fire and heat. And that's the difference. You can't learn one from the next. Mar brings in another brayso now that says Tanur Rabbanan Chaschu V'Nasun Agave Gichal. Let's say I cut, and Rashi says you don't completely cut off, but you just make a slit in the Karim Pesach. Rashi Chaschu. It's a little higher up than where we are in the Gemara. It's around 15 lines from the top. Chaschu LePesach V'Lo Hivdil. You don't separate it. You just make a slice in it. And the Chaschu B'Shnayim V'Shlosh Mekamos LeMahit Shliyasa. You slice it open a little bit. This way, it roasts a little quicker. But you can't completely cut it off because we said we need the gedi has to be all together for the Karim Pesach. So you just slice it like in a hot dog. You want to make a few slices so it doesn't bubble. It cooks better that way. So what's the halacha? I slice the Karim Pesach and then I place it on the gechal. I place it on the coals to cook. Is that going to be considered tzleish or not? So Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Omer Ani. Rabbi would always, whenever he would say something, he'd always say Omer Ani. I humbly would say, Shezet Tliyesh. That's considered Tliyesh. Placing the Karim Pesach on the coals works as Tliyesh. Rami Le Rav Achdavoy Bar Ami Le Rav Chista. He asked the following question. Mi Amar Rebbe Gicham Eish? Does Rebbe hold that Gicham coals are really considered Eish in who? We're a minute. We have another Brisa in the context of a Tsaras. Tsaras, if you have some type of boil on your skin, it turns into Tsaras. Quotes from the Pasuk, Michvas Eish. So what's michvas esh? What's a burn or a boil of some sort? Ainli ela shenichva beish. From the pasuk, I only know something that was caused by a fire, type of a wound that was caused by a fire. Nichva begechelas, but let's say it was caused by a coal, or beremetz, which is hot ashes, or besid, roseach, limestone maybe, or some type of...
Boiling lime.
Lime. Bekfasim, not sure, kfasim, or roseach.
Boiling...
Chips, okay, not sure what that is.
A type of lime.
Okay. fine. The chol davar habamina, or any other derivation from fire, how do I know those are also considered michvas esh, this case of tsaras that develops on these types of boils or burns? So lasui, what's that coming to? What's kol davar haba? What's anything else? Lasui chami haor, something that got hot from the sun, minayin. How do I know to include all those other types of burns? Tamalomer michva riba. It says michva two times. The pasuk comes to include other things. Taima the Rabbi Yachman michva only because it says michva twice, which comes to include all types of burns. Ha lo Rabbi Yachman, had it not come to include everything else, michva gechalim lav eish ninu, and michva gechalim, then a burn that caused from gechalim, from coals, would not have been included. The pasuk says michvas eish, fire. Then the brisa goes along to include michva gechalim. So we see gechalim are not esh, two different things. How then did Rebbe say before that you can place the Karban Pesach on top of gechalim if gechalim are not esh? You need sliesh. So are gechalim esh or are they not esh? So Amalei, they respond, gechalas shel esh lo itzrich kra l'ribui. Ki itzrich kra l'yak gechalas shel matechas. No, the pasuk was never coming to include a coals, wood type of coals. That was pasha, that's considered fire if you have a wood coals. The Gemara, the Bryce is coming to include in the context of Tsaras when it says, how do I know michvas gechalim? That's referring to a metal type of coal. The metal type of coal, that's where you need to include, that's considered a michvas esh, a burn also in regards to Tsaras. But yes, in general, gechalim shel etz is considered esh. The Gemara says, is that really true that gechalim shel matechas lav eshu? Metal coals is not considered fire? As we just said before, you need a special pasuk to include gechalim shel matechas for the context of tsaras. The Gemara says, v'ha gavi bas kohen dechsib ba'esh tisarif, that you're supposed to burn the bas kohen, who is mezana, you have to burn her. That's the din of strefa. V'amar rav masna psila shel eva hayu osin lel. You make some type of lead, some metal fire, very hot, and you place it down her throat. So you see there, so that is psila shel eiver, that's considered esh, even though it's a metal type of coal. Gemara says, shiny hasam, there is different, because damar krab be'esh tisarif l'rabos kol srefos ha'bos min ha'esh v'kol shken esh atma. No, the special exerts the cost of the word tisarif comes to include all types of burnings, even including a metal coal. But in general, a metal coal is not considered esh, only special possible in the context of srefos baskoim. But knock of blood. Now back to Swan. We're going to discuss for a few lines about the Srefa. How do you give Srefa? Why is Srefa Dafka pouring lead down her throat? Maybe you should do Srefa in some other way. The Pasuk never tells me exactly how to do Srefa. So Gemara suggests maybe the knock of blood chavili zemuros v'nikla. Maybe you should surround her by different types of reeds and bushes and light her on fire through that. Why Dafka pouring something down her throat? So ask you, Srefa mibnei Aaron. We have a gzer shava. It says Srefa by a bas kohen. It says Srefa by the children of Aaron, not the v'navihu. Malahalan Srefas neshama v'kuf kaim. Just like the bnei Aaron, when they're burned inside the Kodesh Kodashim, their neshama was burnt up, but their body was completely intact. Afkan Srefas neshama v'kuf kaim. So too, Srefa, when it comes to the Misa Srefa, has to be a case where the neshama is burnt, but the gufa, the body is intact. So therefore, pouring lead down the throat. But it's exactly Sanhedrin as well. V'nava le'chami ha'or, maybe you should use boiling water and pour that, unclear what it means, pour down her throat or pour her on the outside of her body, kill her in that way. Mishum de Rabbi Nachman, the Amar Rabbi Nachman, Amar Kra, v'haptel recha kamocha, barlo misa yafa. You have to choose her a nice way to die. Very interesting thing. It's unclear why, let's say, pouring boiling water is not as nice as pouring lead down her throat. Unclear why that is. Some of you have shown in Sanhedrin struggle to figure out what is the difference. Some say because the boiling water has a more effect on the inside of the body than that of the boiling metal. I'm not really sure exactly what the difference is. But some reason, the boiling hot water is worse than the hot metal.
Yeah, both not nice experience.
Yeah, but you have to choose. You have to choose the better of the two.
I think maybe because the boiling water would probably, like, the thing stays inside. The woman maybe comes on her face and she's going to be deformed outside also.
Yeah. Ravan, someone in Sanhedrin, one of the Shomim, try to suggest something. I don't understand it. Now, one side point, I can't hold back completely from all the Ian, but this one side thing they learn from here, may apply even to Rishayim. Some say Rahavafta Lerecha Kamocha, love your friend. A Reacha is a friend who's a good friend, but a Rasha you wouldn't have to treat properly. But here is a Rasha, he was Chayav Misa, you still have to treat him properly. Others say no, because this only applies once he accepted the Misa upon himself or upon herself, either one, and they made the Vidui. After they accepted Misa, they're supposed to do a Vidui and admit to their chetz. So then they become automatically a tzaddik, they've done tshuva, and then you could treat them properly if you have after the Recha Kamocha. So based on this sugya, they discuss this idea by Rishayim.
Well, don't we say you're supposed to kick your enemy when he's down?
So, yeah. Says the Gemara, V'chi ma'acher d'ika Rav Nachman. So once we have Rav Nachman tells us, choose a nice borolo misa yafe. So gzer shava lamli. So why then do you have to have a gzer shava of strafa mearum? Choose a very nice way to die, a very proper nice way to die. Why the gzer shava? So Amri ilav gzer shava. Had there not been a gzer shava from strafa, hava mina strafas nisham of gufkayim lav strafa. I would have said pouring lead down her throat, although her body would be intact, that she would die, that would not be considered strafa. That's not strafa. Look at her. The body, that's completely intact. That's not strafa. Therefore, you need the Gezer Shava to teach me that does qualify as strafa. V'imishum to Rav Nachman. If I only had Rav Nachman, that you have to choose a Misa Yafe. Nafishalach avilei zmuros. I would have said, bring a lot of these bushes and bundles and stuff. And tuva kihecha de tamus ba'agla, in order that she should die very, very quickly. That's a bar yolafa yafa. Sometimes the way the body looks afterwards, and also something that will be the least pain. So the more firewood you bring, the quicker she'll die. Maybe that should be the way it should be done. Kamash v'lan, you learn from the gzer shava, that has to be a case of a gufa kayim. So after all this, we have Srefa, we have Rav Nachman. Why does the pasuk have to say the word Ish? So Lamali Alafuke Ever Meikaro. To come to teach me, it has to be fire, real fire, something really, really hot. However, Ever Meikaro, which Rashi tells us, is there are like seven lines from the bottom. Ever Meikaro Shemotzian Oso Minakarka Roseachu below told us Ish. Some type of dirt that's taken from the ground naturally, maybe it's lava of some sort, that's pretty hot as it is, but it's not told us Ish. Let's say lava. So lava is not considered toldos eish. I'm not sure what it would be considered. So that would not qualify. It has to be something that's a result, a derivation of fire. So that's why you need eish. One of these things have to be a derivation from fire. Says the Gemara now. This next, not the discussion yet. Hold on. But Amar le Rav Yirmiyahu le Rabbi Zeira. Chol hecha dechsib beish tisarif. The rabbis call shreifos abas machmas eishu. So really true, whenever you say the words beish tisarif, it comes to include all types of burnings, all types of shreifos. Is that really true? V'hol gavi parman disrafim. The parman disrafim, there are certain types of cows, karbanos, that are brought in the base of Mikdash, that had to ultimately be burnt outside the base of Mikdash. The pasuk there says, dechsib behu visarif oso al eitzim beish. You're supposed to burn it on the wood on the fire. V'tanya, the price says be'esh v'lo besid roseach. You have to only use fire, but you can't use this hot type of lime. V'lo bekfasim roseach. You can't use anything else. So why, when it came to the case of be'esh tisarif, we said you could include all types of sreifos, but when it says be'esh tisarif by prime minister Rafim, we say only fire, nothing else. So amalei hachi hasha hasum k'siv be'esh v'hadar tisarif. L'rabos kol sreifos abos machmas esh. Because in the context of Srefas and Misa Srefa, it first says the word Eish, and then fire, and then Tisarif comes to include things beyond the fire. However, Hoch, in the context of the Parma and the Sraf and the Karbanos, Ksiv, the Sarif also al Eitzim Baish. It says, burn it, how do you burn it? With fire. The way it's written, the Psukkim are in the opposite order, comes to limit. Levasof Eish, Lememra, the Eish in Midach Rinalo. The fact that it says at the end, fire is the last thing you have to do. Fire is the only way to get rid of the Parma Nesrafim, no other way. Gemara says, what do you mean? Hasam Nami Ksiva Srefa Levasof. Also, in the context of the Parma Nesrafim, it also says Srefa at the end. Dichsiv Al Shafech Adeshin Yisraf. So since it says Srefa at the end by Parma Nisrafim, that should come to include all types of Srefos as well for the Parma Nisrafim. Amri, ha-hu Yisraf mi-baile. No, the word Yisraf at the end of Parma Nisrafim is used for a different reason, and therefore you can't use it to come to include other types of ways to burn. What do you need it for? Mi-baile, lichadatanya. Yisraf afapish ein sham deshen. So you're supposed to burn it even though there's no deshen, there's no ashes left over there. So the Gemara said, Rashi explains rather, two lines from the top. Afa pish ein sham deshen, the lo tema adeshen kapi rachman. Don't think that the Torah dafka wants deshen, all these ashes that are left over from previous burnings. The sorfo al makum shi motzi in sham deshen shem is beach achitzon. Tichsiv Hotzi as a Deshon Mechus Lamachne. Vim Natal Deshon Misham Lo Yisarfenu Sham. And one might think, if you remove the Deshon, you remove all the ashes from before him, one may not burn the Parman Israfim. Kamash Malon Rashi says, Yisarf Mikol Makom. No, you're supposed to burn it. Ideally, there should be Deshon there, but if there's no Deshon left, the Pasuk says, Yisarf, burn it nonetheless in that very place, even though there's no Deshon left.
The whole limud is that it says Eish at the end, not Yisarif at the end.
Right, but then the Gemara says, but if you look further down the pasuk, then it actually says Yisarif a second time. To straight from the beginning, what's the full pasuk here I have on the side? Pasuk says, I'll read the second half of the pasuk. Vesarif oso al ha'etim ba'esh. And then it says, al shefech ha'deshen Yisarif. So first, you read that first half of that, it says, burn it on fire. Burn it only on fire, nothing else. What do you mean? Learn it this way. Fire, then, says Yisarif a second time. Yisarif should come to include all types of burnings. No, that Yisarif is a special halacha used for another halacha. You're supposed to burn it in that place, even though there may not be any deshin left, to still burn it that also makom. Right. So again, the Gemara says, the Braisa, l'chadatanya, two lines from the top, Yisarif afapish ein sham deshin, Yisarif afapish hitis haor barovo. You also learn from the word Yisarif, not only you burn it if there's no ashes there, you also burn it even though, let's say, most of this carbon, this parman is offering, even though most of it may have gotten burnt already, and there's only very little left to actually take out to the place of burning it, you should still burn whatever's left over from it. So says the Gemara, Avravina Amar Kruch Vitani. He kruch means to like wrap over, do a kricha, to wrap over. He had a slight change in the way the brisa was presented as follows. Machvas, michvas eish, and by this talking about the tzaras again, the tzaras develops on a burn. So michvas eish, ainli ela shenikva be'esh, ubegacheles. So I only know if it got burnt from a fire and from a coal, so he includes them together. So we see Gacheles and Eish, or Gacheles is really included in Eish. Well, what about Nichva Beremetz? Let's say he got burned from ashes. Besid, Roseach, Fasim Roseach, V'choldavar Habab, Me'ach, V'sa'or, L'asui, Chamiya, Or, Minayin. How do I know all other types of burns? Tamalomer, Michva, Michva, Ribe. So what he basically does was he categorizes Gacheles with Eish. And those are both really learned out from the actual source. And it's not included from the extra pasuk, extra word Michva. We have 10 minutes to do the rest of this. This next part is a little bit hard. So the basic question I'll just say to you outside is, the question we're about to struggle with right now is, Gecholim considered Eish or not? Is Eish, we said right now, Gecholim and Eish are the same thing. We're about to see a brisa, a very confusing brisa, whether coals are considered Eish or are they not considered Eish. So let's take it through for 10 minutes now. Rava Rami Mi Amar, Rebbe Gecholim Ikru Eish. Does Rebbe really hold that Gecholim are considered fire? We're mini. Gemara asks a brisa. Gachali, talking about Gachali Eish, the pasuk in Parshas Achrimos, which talks about the Kohen Gadol, who brings Gachali Eish, he brings in the coals and brings in the Ketoros into the Kodesh Kedoshim to ultimately put them together, and that's the Ketoros that's brought inside the Kodesh Kedoshim. So he carries with him Gachali Eish, the coals of fire. So what does Gachali Eish mean? So you'd say, since it says Gachali coals, Yachal almost, even though they may have been, let's say, extinguished, you have coals, cold coals in the pan. Maybe that's good enough. Tamulomer Eish, it has to be fire, it has to be hot coals. Well, Eish, if it just simply said fire alone, Eish, but not Gachal Eish, but just Eish, Yachal Shal Heves, I would think maybe just the flame, but no coals. Tamalomar Gachal HaKetzar, you need Gachal Eish, maybe Mna Lochsha, you have to bring coals that are hot fire. That's what we learned from the Bryce. Okay.
This is talking about which, this pasuk is talking about what now?
When the Kohen Gadol would bring Gachal Eish for the Ketores in Kodesh Kedashim and Yom Kippurim. So those Gachalim, those coals, have to be, Gachal Eish have to be coals of fire. The Gemara says, this very price, we haven't brought the question yet, but the price itself seems to be an internal contradiction. V'ha'gufakasha, it itself is contradictory. Avmis gachale, first says, gachale, if the word just said gachale, the pasuk said gachale, yachal almost, I would think almost, alma, lochshosh eish ninu. But the pasuk says eish, eish comes to include lochshosh. Lochshosh are hot coals. So eish means lochshosh, fine. But look at the seifa, ema seifa, eish yachal shalheves. If it said fire, I would think shalheves. Tamlomer gachale amafiloloshos. So gachalos comes to include lochshos lav eish ninu. So the different stages of the brisa are lochshos, which are hot coals. Is that included from the words gachale, or is that included from the words eish? Which one is it? Do you categorize lochshos as gachalim, or do you categorize it as eish? That's the internal stira. So Rav Sheshes fixes the issue and says, "V'amar Rav Sheshes hachi katani." Gachale, if it just simply said coals, yachal bein omamos, whether they're extinguished. Bein lochshos, whether they're still hot. Tamalomer esh, it says esh, it has to be dafka, the hot types of coals. Well, esh, if it simply said fire, yachol shel heves, I would think a flame alone would be enough. Tamalomer gacholei, haketzad, maybe min lochshos. So you learn from the lochshos. So we see from here, however, though, mikomakum gacholim lo ikriesh. Kash the Rebbe. We see from here that Eish and Gacholim are two different things. But the word says Gachle, and it says Eish. Gachle comes to include all coals. Eish comes to include only hot coals. So Eish and Gacholim are two different words, two different things. They don't mean the same exact thing. That's a Kash to Rebbe, who said Gacholim and Eish are the very same thing. Amar Abaye, Abaye comes to explain in Teri Tachi, give the following answer. Gachle, if it said Gachle, the pasuk said Gachle only, Yachol Omamos v'lochshos, I would think only extinguished coals. Gachle do not mean lochshos, they do not mean hot coals, only omos. Tamalomer Eish, it says Eish, to hot coals. Eish, if it simply said fire, Yachol, I would think, Rotza shall have us, Yavi, Rotza Gachel Yavi. If it said fire, I would think you could either bring a flame or you could bring hot coals. Tamalomer gachale, you have to bring gachale, which means haketad maybe minalokh, you have to bring hot coals. Now the way the brisa had been altered, it comes out is that the word esh means either fire or it means hot coals. So we see esh and gacham are the very same thing. So that's how we interpret the brisa. Now Rabbah takes Rabbah asks on this understanding of the brisa. I'm a Rabbah, rotza gacheles yavi, rotza shalheves yavi. If you want, the Gemara has a half a minute to think. If it simply said the word Eish, I would think you have the option. You can either take a flame or you can take coals.
This question is also in the Ketores.
Yeah, this whole discussion is in the Ketores. Okay. Now, the general, the overall point is Gechelis Eish,
right,
but specifically,
but
exactly.
Question, yeah.
So Rabbah says, I'm a Rabbah, Ratza Gechelis Yavi, Ratza Shalheves Yavi. You have the option of either bringing hot coals or fire. Is that really such a half a minute? Yavi Shalheves below Gechelis Heichi Mishkachas. How are you going to find the case where you have a flame and no coal? Could go in the shafi lamana mashka. You smear oil on the inside of a utensil, v'asle be nura, and you light it on fire. So we have now an empty pot, basically, but it has a fire inside of it. So that's the case of Eish Shalheves. So he says, Hahu lama likra. Why do you need a pasuk to say that's not good enough for Yom Kippurim? For Yom Kippurim, you need hot coals. You can't use a Shalheves alone, a fire. Do you really need a pasuk to tell me that doesn't work for Yom Kippurim? In front of a regular human king, you won't do this. That's not a proper way to serve the king with fire in an empty pot. With coals, apparently, the Derech B'nei Adam. I'm not sure why, but that's apparently... that's why. Okay, that's what he says there. Okay, so makes a lot of, apparently a lot of the fire makes a lot of smoke, and that's not a covetic way to serve a Melech Basar V'dam. Kalvachomer, that's not a way you should go to greet a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So... therefore, that pasha that doesn't work. You never have such a havamina to think a flame alone would be enough for the Yom Kippurim. Ella Amar Rava. Rava therefore gives a different answer. Tari Tachi Gachale. Had it said Gachale, Yachil Omamos Lo Lochshos. If it said Gachalim, I would think what's coals? Coals are extinguished coals, but it had nothing to do with hot coals. Tamalomer Eish. Eish comes to teach me that hot coals. Now E Eish. Yachol Yavi Mechsa Gachelas Mechsa Shalheves. Maybe you should bring hot half of it fire. Half at Hakol's, and at the aisle legave, as you're carrying the pan into the base of Migdash, and Tekosh Kedoshim rather, have a kula gachelos, then the fires would then turn into all coals. You'd have complete coals. By the time you make your way over to the Kosh Kedoshim, it would be completely hot coals, and that would be work. Therefore, the pasuk says, Tamlomer v'lokach m'loha machta, he's supposed to take a handful, gacholi esh, me'al mezbech, hot coals, not flame, but hot coals, me'al mezbech, dafka off the mezbech, mishash lekicha neve gacham. From the moment he takes it off the mezbech, it has to be hot coals, you cannot use any flames.
Coal is gachali.
Yeah.
Coal?
Coal.
C-O-A-L.
Like for your barbecues, right.
I understand.
Coal. So says the Gemara now, ibayilu omumos or omumos. What's the proper way to write the word and perhaps even to say, if you're Sephardi, omumos or omumos? Ayin or an alf? Rabbi Yitzchak, he quotes a pasuk, "Arazim lo amamuhu began Elokim." From here, we learn it's written with an iron. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. The mission continues to the next page. Now, what's with tomorrow? What time is?
First today is 6:35 or 6:45.